Scientists at Cornell University and the National Audubon Society want you to help them count America's bird population. John Fitzpatrick directs Cornell's Ornithology Lab and is organizing this weekend's bird count.
This backyard bird count is the first of its kind, and what we're hoping that it's going to do is establish essentially a census bureau for North American birds at the point when they have reached their southernmost place in the wintertime, just before they turn around and head back north.
Fitzpatrick says this census will create a detailed profile of North American birds. He estimates that more than 60 million American households have bird feeders or are bird watchers, and that enlisting their help is the only way this project can succeed.
We can't do censuses of birds using professionals or even very serious amateurs because there just aren't enough of us around the country. But citizens, to the tunes of many hundreds of thousands or millions, can give us a very detailed picture of where the hot spots and cold spots are in population numbers for birds.
Bird watchers will be asked to document what birds they see over the weekend. Then they'll pass that information on to researchers through Cornell's website.
All you have to do is either at your own backyard, with or without bird feeders, or in a casual short stroll around your neighborhood, spend any amount of time that you care to looking at birds that you see. And the key is that you keep a record of the largest number of each species that you see at any one time.
It's the Internet that makes this bird count possible. Until now, there's been no way to gather the observations of so many bird watchers at once. Their information will be instantly tallied and plotted on computer-generated maps. That way, participants can go online and track the progress of the bird count as it happens. This isn't the first time volunteers have been used to collect scientific data. States like Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan have successfully used citizens to monitor the health of forests, rivers, and wildlife populations. But in those cases, citizens were carefully trained how to collect data properly. For the bird census, that kind of oversight is impossible. Chief researcher John Fitzpatrick admits that this study has its challenges.
Specific census will clearly provide a variety of statistical headaches to analyze. The most important one, for example, is that we have only very crude ways of estimating the amount of effort that any one observer is putting into the process. So we'll have to make assumptions about average amount of effort across the entire pool.
But Fitzpatrick says there's no other way to get the information, and that even if the data has a few flaws, it'll still be useful. Other scientists seem to agree. Dan Niven is a biologist with the Illinois Natural History Survey. He says that the bird watchers are less likely to make mistakes because they'll be in familiar surroundings.
A program that relies on volunteers that are working actually in their backyards will have a higher success rate in terms of lower probability of misidentifications than some other programs where people search every habitat they can find in a given day.
Scientists organizing the bird count say the information collected this weekend is especially important because it will establish a baseline statistical profile of more than 100 types of birds. Cornell's John Fitzpatrick says the plan is to repeat the census every year. He says that'll give scientists early warning about threats to bird populations.
We think that by establishing an annual census procedure, we'll be able to detect changes in the populations of birds before they actually get to the point of being endangered or threatened with extinction.
In particular, Fitzpatrick is concerned about the fate of birds like the red-headed woodpecker. Development and logging have destroyed its hardwood forest habitat. Now the birds nearly disappeared from the Great Lakes region.
This is a bird that people once knew as a common bird around their yards and landscapes all across the Midwest. This bird has gone down dramatically across its whole range. So the Great Lakes used to be really one of the strongholds of the red-headed woodpecker, so we'd be very interested in how that bird comes in on this census.
Biologist Dan Niven adds that because birds are so sensitive to environmental toxins, tracking their health can reveal threats to the general environment.
Birds can be the typical canary in a coal mine, so to speak, and if there's problems in a bird population and certain bird species are declining, that may be an indication that other species are also in trouble, and the environment in general may be in trouble.
The Great 1998 Backyard Bird Count begins this Friday and continues through Sunday. The survey can be found on the Internet at birdsource.cornell.edu. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.